Poslušate SBS Slovenije.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Pred kratkim smo prejeli informacijo iz veleposlaništva Republike Slovenije v Canberri o končanju mandata častnega konzula za Viktorijo. Zato smo ga danes povabili na našo oddajo, da nam malo več pove o tem in kaj drugega. Dobar dan in ponovno lepo pozdravni Eddie Contell. Eddie, welcome again on the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Dobar dan and thank you, Tanya. I'm very happy to have you.
We spoke lastly with you and your brother Srečko as well at the end of last year before the local elections in Victoria where you were going up for re-election in the Greater Geelong City Council where you've been a councillor since 2010 and there were three places available. How did that go? I believe you made it through.
Yes, fortunately I did get through. I was really pleased with the result. Really pleased to be able to continue on with the work that I've been doing since 2010 in the Geelong community. So obviously the people were reasonably happy with what I've been doing in the past and have given me another opportunity which I feel honoured with.
Well, congratulations on your re-election and I'm sure the local community is thrilled to have you continue that great work for another term.
Yes, thank you. I hope so and I hope that their vote is testament to that, Tanya, yes. But look, lots of exciting things to do down in Geelong. We've got a growing economy and a growing municipality down there. It's actually the fastest growing city in Australia at the moment. So we've got a lot going on and there's a lot of opportunities. So really looking forward to the next 4 years.
And as we mentioned in the introduction, earlier this month, we received a press release from the Slovenian Embassy in Canberra about your resignation as the Honorary Consul of the Republic of Slovenia for Victoria. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yes, of course I can. Well, look, it comes with heavy heart to have taken that decision. Look, it was a mutual agreement. What had occurred is after the last election, there was a view that the responsibilities that I had as a councillor with the City of Greater Geelong and then also the responsibilities of representing a foreign country in a government position unfortunately were incompatible. And so there was a discussion had around that and so we decided that it would probably be easier for everyone if I continued on with my role as a city councillor and allow that role as honorary consul to be opened up for someone else to take that opportunity going forward that perhaps didn't hold any government positions in Australia.
And it's unfortunate, as you mentioned, that is there because you obviously were a great candidate and a great Slovenian, obviously, from that perspective in terms of, widening that reach in Geelong, in Victoria in general, particularly with the contacts that you do have there. What do you feel was your most important achievement, you'd say, within that 3 years that you were the Honorary Consul?
It probably wasn't any one particular thing. For me, it was I just really... I enjoyed working with the community and trying to help those that needed assistance or guidance in all manner of things related to Slovenia and Australia. I really enjoyed working with the academic association, particularly CAIA, and looking at different ways to strengthen relationships between Slovenia and Australia. Welcoming new professionals into Australia. I really enjoyed that and talking about different projects that they were looking at trying to implement. So for me, it was really that and also making sure that Slovenia was at the forefront of discussions when it came to government discussions here in Victoria. So I made sure that I was a very strong member of the consular corps so that whenever there was events or functions that Slovenia was well represented and that people understood what we were doing and some of the great things that were occurring over in Slovenia, but also here in Australia by successful Slovenians.
And what maybe did you, I guess, learn in this role that maybe, didn't know before stepping in there about, say, Slovenia along the way or something along one of the processes?
Oh, I guess what I learnt, and whether I knew it or not before, was how complex things can be for, let's say, Australians living here that are trying to become citizens of a country that perhaps they've had little to do with in the past. It might be through their parents that they've been able to have that link, and trying to obtain citizenship and things like passports and the like can be quite a complex journey. And so that was where I tried to help people to the best of my ability. But it was something that was an observation, I guess.
And given you mentioned, obviously, the close dealings you had with the Slovenian community, obviously, as the also the wider community, you mentioned the consular calls. You know, I guess you were somewhat sort of, I guess, a mini ambassador for Slovenia in Victoria, because you're kind of the link between the community and Slovenia from that perspective. What do you think is most important for someone to do, let's say, for the next person that's coming in, or a skill, particular skill that you need to have in that role?
Oh, I think just working, being able to work with a wide variety of people is really the skill. But more so, the skill is probably having a desire and a passion to do that, and being making yourself available and being accessible for people to be able to contact you, and so that you can try and help them work with them. I think still the challenge and the opportunity for us, probably in most states, is making sure that we maintain, you know, links to the heritage and culture of Slovenia here in Australia as we move forward through the next generations of Australian Slovenians that are here, because that becomes a little harder as time progresses. But that said, I think with some of the work that's been done now by some of the new and emerging Slovenians that are moving into Australia, most of them are, they're, yeah, very professional, qualified people. I think we've got a real opportunity to continue to build strong links between Slovenia and Australia.
And what do you think for that next generation, let's say all the ones that are coming here, you know, the younger ones that are coming here now in the last how many years, what's most important for them for this type of area?
I think a couple of things. I think one is accessibility back to Slovenia and having a feeling that they would be wanted and welcome into that country, I think is something that could be worked on. I still think language is a big attractor. It is something that I think that second, third generation of Slovenian Australians have a real desire to learn, but it's probably become a little more difficult over time because we just don't have access to the Slovenian teachers that perhaps we had before as volunteers, and so we have to find new ways of being able to make that facility available to them.
And if you were, I guess, to give some advice, let's say, to the next honorary consul that might come into this role shortly, what would you tell them?
I don't think I would say anything other than really embrace the role. It's a fantastic position. It really, I mean, it's honorary by name, and it really is an honour to be privileged with such a position. And so I would just advise them to really embrace it and enjoy the role and you know, open themselves up to the opportunities that are out there and try to help as many possible people that they can. So I'd just like to thank, first of all, the Slovenian government and the embassy for, you know, honouring me with the position for the little over 3 years that I was in the role. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I also would like to thank all of the community members that were so supportive along the way, all of the various Slovenian clubs and all the presidents of those clubs, and people like Francis and Peter Mundell and just everyone that's involved in the Victorian Slovenian community. I'd like to pass on a sincere thanks to all of them for supporting me throughout that 3 years.
Eddie, thank you for joining us today on SBS Radio about these changes, and unfortunately, as your resignation about your resignation as the Honorary Consul for Slovenia in Victoria. We thank you for that important work you did for the good of the Slovenian community and also to promote Slovenia in the wider community over the last 3 or so years. I've no doubt that you'll continue to promote Slovenia wherever you can, and also good luck to you in the local council role and continue the good work there. Well, za današnji pogovor in želimo vam veliko uspeha z nadaljnim delom.
Hvala lepo, Tanja, hvala.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku.